Okay, it's the weekend, folks. I like this. This is the point where I get to check out what's going on Film 4. Of course, I don't have access to Film 4. I'm in Spain. But I do like to watch it when I'm in Liverpool. Yes, three times a year. Summer holidays, which I shall begin, if I can talk properly today. Having a few problems there. Yes, in 2 or 3 weeks, we shall be arriving in Liverpool for the start of our summer holidays. So for that, we shall be watching Film 4. I get it on the preview box, you see, because we're very plain. I don't have all the special cable, satellite, all that rubbish. I've just got the basic free view. So thank goodness you can get Film 4 on the free view. Okay, right, I'm getting confused now. Let's have a look what's happening today, 14th Saturday of May. If you're staying in, you may wish to watch. In fact, I will be recommending this to everyone who subscribes to our Sherlock Holmes podcast. Today, Young Sherlock Holmes. I think it's not bad. I know there's been a lot of I'm just not one of the people who subscribes to this belief that the new BBC version of Sherlock that's set in modern times is all that great. It's okay. It's a bit like Inspector Morse on caffeine, isn't it? But it's not that great. It's okay. But the idea of taking him from Victorian England, putting him in the modern times, what's that all about? So I don't like that. It's like watching Colin Firth after Pride and Prejudice and then seeing him in Bridget Jones. Okay, that's what Mr. Darcy would be like in modern-day England. Well, quite frankly, it's not the same, is it, really? So the idea of doing this sort of modern Sherlock, I don't think it's that great. And it's not. Isn't it written by Moffat as well? He does everything. He's always complaining that the fans... He's been complaining, old Muffet, that the fans are sort of dropping all the spoilers on the internet, and they're giving the secrets away. And he says, you know, this is wrong. I wish they'd go and be fans of something else. But isn't it the sort of himself or his team or the BBC? Aren't they the people who are doing all these spoilers? And every time I put the Twitter on or the Facebook, someone's going to die. Make sure you tune in. Is the Doctor really going to regenerate? Make sure you tune in. There's always those kinds of managed spoilers from the BBC, and so all the fans have sort of got into this idea of spoiling it for you, telling you what's going to happen. So now the BBC are getting upset because the fans are spoiling it before the carefully managed BBC spoiler comes along. But there we go. I think that's all part of democracy, quite frankly. You can't complain that people are on the internet. Okay, you've got this thing with the injunctions. Fair enough, people are breaking the law by dropping onto the internet the names of people who have these super injunctions. But it's not illegal to give the game away regarding tonight's episode of Doctor Who. And when the writers complain, I think that's a bit of... It's like having a cake and eat it. They want there to be lots of internet buzz on the internet, but they want to be able to manage it. I think that's called propaganda, something the Nazis used to use quite a lot. Okay, right, well, I got a bit sidetracked there, but anyway, look out for Young Sherlock Holmes, Barry Levinson's scurry, darkly gothic film, stars Nicholas Rowe and Alan Cox as the young Holmes and Watson. Oh, that was it. I was making the point that the BBC version is not that great, but there we go. Okay, so after that, The Waterboy. Never seen that, actually. Wouldn't mind watching that at least once. And there's a nice little film here, Wendy and Lucy, drama in which Michelle Williams plays a woman who, travelling through a small town, loses Lucy, her beloved dog. Oh, poor thing. Okay, so that's... I hope it's okay in the end. Oh, never mind. Okay, that's Film 4, folks, for today, the 14th. Have you got a view on all this thing about the sort of stopping people from... giving the plot line of a story away on the internet? Love to hear your thoughts on that one.